It's all right.
Jesus Christ.
I gotta call my dad real quick.
Jesus.
You should.
Hey, something's burning. Something's burning. Something's burning.
So many times people go, hey, my uncle knows you.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
You know my uncle.
And then you're like, and then they say the name of your cat, maybe. And then like, he met you at a bar one night. And you're like, oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And then this, but being in Tallahassee, I grew up in Florida and I went to school in Tallahassee. And this dude comes up to me and he's like, you know my uncle? And I was like, okay. I go, so what's your uncle's name? He goes, Mike Minter. I go, bitch, who's your dad? And he goes, Chuck. I go, Chuck Minter's your dad? I go, bitch, I know your uncle. I know your other uncle. I know your dad. I know your grandfather. And I know your aunt. I go, where are they? And they go, they're at the tent right there. And I walk over. I see these dudes I haven't seen in 30 years.
You grew up with them or went to college with them?
Went to college with them. I've seen them 30 years.
Damn.
And then fucking Hardy's song comes on. And you know, listen, I'm brand new celebrity. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. It's cool when you know the dude that wrote the song that's playing on the thing. It's cool as shit. And I go, I know this guy. And they're like, no way. I go, I know this guy. They're like, there's no way you know him. I go, I'll call FaceTime him right now.
Oh, fuck.
I'll FaceTime him right now.
They're probably like, he's fucking lying.
They're like, there's no way he knows him. I'll tell you what's, we're rolling, right? I'll tell you what's even fucking crazier. And I said this to you earlier, is I'm laying in my bed and I see his video probably a month ago, the Stand By Me.
Yeah. Okay.
And I sent it to everyone. I sent it to Rogan first, dude, because I know Rogan's into that. Like, that's Rogan's fastball. I sent it to Rogan. I sent it to Tommy. I sent it to my team. And then I DM you. And I go, and this is before any of this. And I go, I don't know what I said, but something, I know what I say to people that I like. I go, you're fucking amazing. You're incredible. If you're ever in LA, I'd love to have you on the podcast. And you wrote back, I'm in Europe right now.
Yeah.
Now that I've just met him, the most Stephen response ever. Thank you, sir. It's very kind of you to say these words. It was really and I was like really humble. And I was like, wow. And then I wake up this morning and I look at my thing and he's on the thing to do the show. I go, shut the fuck up. And you're there. And you're there. And I go, are you kidding me? Is this you guys are going on tour together.
Yeah.
Stephen Hardy and Co Wetzel all on tour together. That's fucking Highwaymen are back. Where's my cocktail? Gentlemen, thank you for coming here.
Thank you for coming here. Cheers, boys.
When's your Vegas date? Do you have a Vegas date?
Wait, yeah, we do have a Vegas date.
What's your Vegas date?
I have no fucking idea.
Because I want to be there when we buy him a Rolex.
I got the lady.
I got it all dialed in. We're going to go in.
I like it.
I want to be a part of that day. Hell I'll fly in for
absolutely.
That show.
Can I buy one too, just for myself?
Can we all buy one? That's the my favorite thing in the world. My only treat is I love watches.
I'm with you.
Okay.
When I met you, dude, you had a Daytona, and I swear, at the time, that's so you.
I love Casio.
Military time.
You have it on military time?
I do. 1709, boy.
This is my impression of me in the military. Chrysler, we'll see you at OT-100. I was like,
oh, okay.
Is that 8 o'clock, sir? What were you saying?
When I met you, you had a Daytona when I met you at the Beer Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I was like, oh, Daytona. And I think you were like, yeah, my wife bought it for me. But you were like, I don't really know much about watches. Have you in the last like 2 years gotten into it? Or am I wrong about that?
You're calling me on my bullshit.
I'm thinking
you're like this huge guru.
I got one watch. I got a Submariner. And I got it for myself in Vegas through Christine Sidoris. I love her to death. Got it through her. And then my wife got me a Daytona, and I didn't know how to get it. I was like crazy, and it was like such a sexy watch. And I put it on, I didn't know anything about them. And that watch broke me. I would look at it, and I would go like covetingly, like the way the Lord says not to do it about your neighbor's wife. I go, God, I got that. Do you remember when you were in eighth grade and you saw the girl with big tits in ninth grade and you were like, one day I'll get to play with tits.
Yeah.
And then the day you play with tits, you're like, this is everything I thought it would be.
Kobe was playing with tits when he was in the sixth grade. So.
Sadly.
I can't help what I look like and I know what I look like. Yeah, and sure. I have to fight against that. Like, I don't think I've ever met one gay dude. Probably the best interaction ever. Mm-hmm. I'm walking into my eyeglass store, so I don't have glasses, right? So I can't see anything. And this car stops. What's this guy's name? George? And he just goes, Ert. And he goes, I don't know you, but I know you. And I said, excuse me? He goes, you are passed around in a thread with me and my friends. He goes, you are so sexy. Are you single? And I was like, I'm married. And he was like, oh. And then puts his car in park in the middle of the street, gets out. He's like, I'm huge in the bear community. And we pass your pictures around to you shirtless all the time. You are so, and I have never come closer to hooking up with a dude in my life. I was like, man, you got the fucking, this had happened in college. Things might have turned differently. George, what's his name? I'll show you. He's, and by the way, he just does. Dude, you'd be huge in the bear community.
What's the bear community?
Yeah, I was afraid to ask. I was
Wait, hold on, hold on. Are you guys that Nashville? You don't know the bear community?
I do not know.
Yeah, he's, Ko is all Texas. Yeah.
Ladies? Does anyone want to jump in
I'm
here?
I'm embarrassed.
I'm assuming it's a...
So the bear community is you. It's gay men that look like you. They only are attracted to men that look like you.
Like burly dudes?
Burly dudes. But you put on like leather and like it's...
Is it gay men that are also that way or that are attracted to?
Bears. You got power bears. You got... like I'm a power bear.
I was going to say.
You're a power bear.
What kind of speed am I?
I don't know. Let's see if we can call my gay friend. The only other call I want to make.
Some seductive picture of him.
I wonder if you'd face. You know, you can like on Instagram. You can like call people on Instagram. What's his name?
Bear
George.
Community. Learn something.
I've never heard that. I heard that. And I was like,
that's wild.
Hold on. You're gonna double your record sales. I'm not screwing around, man. These are just all it is. Really, honestly, I remember we're gonna break it down. And I know this doesn't sound right or whatever. It's just dudes, right?
Yeah.
It's just dudes. They fuck dudes. Okay, we get it.
Yeah.
But they're just dudes, and they like the same shit we like. They like to hunt. They like to fucking. They like good music. They just also like kissing dudes.
So this is a costume they wear. They actually live
like,
the bear.
Legit?
I don't know a whole lot of gay people.
You don't know
a
whole
lot. I mean, I do.
Well, I'm seeing if I can introduce you to one.
Not that hunt.
George Griffin. Let's see if I can FaceTime him. I hope he answers.
If, he's like, I got a couple bears for you.
I'm going to show him you right away, and I know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
George Griffin, please.
I'm ready to hibernate with that boy.
Please, George Griffin, answer. By the way, look at his profile picture. Is that not a Poe Wetzel fan?
Wow.
Come on, George.
Do they call the club the Hibernation?
Oh, that's good. Damn, bro. Like
that's buddy, you just welcomed yourself into the bear community.
That's good.
They are going to go. That is fucking brilliant. That is goddamn brilliant. All right, I'm going to text him and tell him to call me.
There.
Yeah, he sends me naked pictures of myself. Look at this. I posted this picture of me working out, and he just wrote, fire. It's the greatest. Yeah, you can double your fan base. Especially, hey, call me. All right. Let's talk about the tour. How'd the tour start? I'm curious. Like, what was, like, you guys, I'm so jealous of your tours because you guys have all toured kind of like adjacently with each other and brought in new people and had so much fun. And I just watch them from afar and go, that's what I wish comics were like.
Yeah.
Is that not a thing?
Yeah. No. So, whenever you have a show, do you have opening acts or do they get, or?
So imagine, I don't know. I don't know the right way to say this because I don't know your business the way you guys do. But imagine, I'm going to speak freely, and if you want any of this taken out, obviously you can take anything out. So it seems like Morgan Whalen seems to be like the dude. Mm. Seems like he's like a solid dude who makes a lot of good friends, and he brings them out and then helps put his friends over really easily. Comedy doesn't work that way in a weird way. It does in podcasting, and Rogan did that. Rogan put people over. Like, he'd bring you on, put you on, and you would all of a sudden start selling out everywhere. And it was because of the podcast. You were funny on the podcast. But stand-up doesn't work that way. Stand-up, you buy tickets to see the person you want to see, and everyone else, you're like, oh, what? Yeah, okay, yeah. But it's not the way with you guys. Like, you guys all kind of, you get on tour with someone, and that kind of helps sell your tickets, and then you're doing your own tour. And so... What I do is I do a summer festival called Fully Loaded with, I do like 37 comics. Mm. This year Jelly did it. He did the first week for free, by the way. Nice. We all know numbers.
Yeah.
You know how much money that guy gave me?
Yeah.
He performed or did he stand up?
He performed.
Oh.
That's awesome.
But some people didn't know who he was, and they're like, this jelly donut guy. He wasn't that funny, but he's a very talented singer.
Jelly's in the Bear Club for sure.
Jelly,
right?
Is, hold on. We've got a call from my gay friend.
He's the only one, right?
George.
What's up, King?
Do you hear that? What's up, King? I want to show you the new bear. Take a look at this, okay? Country music star.
What's up, dude?
What's up, handsome? Who's
I'm a bear, dude.
It's Co Wetzel. I'm going to text you his info. Co Wetzel.
What the fuck's up with his phone?
I don't know. What's up with your phone, George?
Hey, show him these other two bears over here.
My screen's fucking broken. It's a disaster.
Okay, here we go. I want to introduce you to Hardy real quick.
What is all this handsome bear shit?
You're a bear, dude!
All right, you ready? Hang on. Get ready for a twink, okay? Hold on.
If he's a bear, I'm an iguana. But,
yeah, he's cute too. They're all
cute. Fuck yes. They don't know anything about the bear community. They know nothing about. I don't even think they have any gay friends. So when you come to Nashville, I'm gonna find out when their tour is. I'm gonna make sure they get Vegas, a bunch of Vegas tickets show. For you and your friends. You're gonna fucking love it. Okay.
Are you in Nashville right now?
Yeah, I'm in Nashville.
Oh my god, that's so fun.
Yeah.
I'm so down to put them on bear celebrity status.
That's what I'm looking for. You're the best, brother. I love you, man.
Like, weirded out by having gay fans? Isn't Nashville like kind of like red?
No.
They don't. They just don't want black fans.
I don't know any black bears.
Oh, do they make black bears?
They do. They're
have you never heard of a black bear?
Yeah. That's more like
black
a
bear. They're by the way, I'm talking to hunters. They're like, we killed a black bear. I go, not different. Very different.
I'm dead.
All right, I love you, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Thank you for calling. Bye.
He did guys, not like me.
Wait, that's good. No, you're not his type. Yeah, you're not his type.
I can grow any facial hair.
You're not his type. You're his type. Yeah, like, buddy, I'm telling you, I just need the internet to take this from here, and really, I just need a bunch of all the fucking. What I would love is all you got to do next time you kill a buck, just take your shirt off, hold the antlers up, and just
hashtag
be like
hashtag bear.
And go just bear community. Oh power bear.
Bear kills deer.
Bear kills deer.
What about what if he kills a bear?
I gotta cook. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm supposed to be cooking this whole time.
I'm just gonna make an eggplant.
All the new fans gonna buy Bert a brand new Rolex and just say bear community.
Dude.
He said to you.
Have you killed a bear?
Yeah.
I bear's the easiest one to kill if I'm not mistaken.
Have you ever eaten bear?
Yeah, I have.
I never have.
Well,
you gotta cook
them
pretty thoroughly,
after they eat all the blueberries, aren't they, like, supposedly really good after that?
So they do that with hogs.
Yeah,
we stabbed a hog in, we caught a hog in Hawaii with dogs.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They catch it, and then they bring the hog back to the ranch, and then they feed it good food, avocado and blueberries.
That's how they make, like, pate and shit. That's how they, like, what's the goose, what's the thing?
Pate.
But what's the one that's,
duck liver, pate.
Foie gras, that's it. Yeah, foie gras. They like force feed it.
Hansel
and Gretel, that motherfucker. Yeah.
So the other day, I come home,
fat duck.
And I have horrific diarrhea, and a tooth falls out.
Mm. In your diarrhea?
At the same time?
Separate events, or like?
Same time. I'm an open book.
Are they connected?
Did you shit out?
Yeah,
they were not, but I went, shit, have I been eating raw bear?
You thought you had trick.
Trichinosis, yeah, that's what happens. Is your teeth fall out, you get diarrhea, and you die.
What type of lifestyle do you live that you have to ask yourself, have I been eating any raw bear?
Well, I was.
Wait a second, let me think about this. Fuck, have I eaten any raw bear recently?
I was with this bow hunter. So I went not bow hunting, I got a bow, and I did like, and I was like, did I eat something with him or something?
Who'd you go with?
Well, I don't know. You tell me your top bow hunters, and I'll tell you if he's
Cam?
One.
Cam? Was it Cam? Dog,
He's Cam a badass, Haynes, man.
For sure.
Cam Haynes.
He's like the one, dude.
Yeah, he is. Dude, it's like golf, man. You get addicted to it, and it's just.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, dude, but the bear is the one.
Yeah.
That's the first kill, right?
Yeah.
Sure. I've never killed a bear.
He needs to come hunt with us in Mississippi or Texas.
Oh my god!
You need to come and kill a whitetail, man. Squirrel.
I love squirrel too.
Yeah, squirrel.
No. Squirrels too.
It's good.
Slow and low.
You've had a squirrel?
Yeah, cook it real slow, fry it real slow.
I'm afraid I'd be allergic to them.
We had.
I'm allergic to
some tree rat
guinea pigs.
guinea pigs?
Or the like fucking their hair. It's their hair. How did you find? Are you allergic to the meat or the hair?
The hair.
Oh, hair. You're just allergic to them. Yeah. I thought you'd been sticking little the guinea pig meat in there.
It's a different kind of pork.
The office man, don't eat my guinea pig.
Who ate the fucking guinea pig? Jesus Christ.
I bet it does taste like squirrel.
What would guinea pig taste like? They're both rodents, right?
I don't know.
I think they all taste like...
I feel like squirrel.
It has to all taste
like... If I'm
like
drunk enough, I'll try anything, bro. If somebody's like, yo, here's some guinea pig.
This episode of Something's Burning is brought to you by Graza. I love this stuff. Everyone knows I love food and that I love cooking. And I've taken my food to the next level. The flavor is Graza. Man, Graza is my olive oil choice. It is sincerely my olive oil choice. And I cook everywhere. I cook at my sister's house and I have it there too. It is a top-notch extra virgin olive oil at an affordable everyday price. And the delivery system rocks. These little squirt nozzles are perfect. Graza has not one, but two olive oils that come in super fun squeeze bottles for ridiculously easy sizzle, drizzling, and everything in between. You get 10% off your first order of any olive oil on their site, but I wholeheartedly recommend the Graza Starter Kit. You get two squeezy bottles of olive oil, you get sizzle for cooking in the bigger one, and then you get drizzle for finishing with an extra kick of flavor. I put it on my cauliflower pizza last night. Oh, brother. Plus, they're going to include two refill cans. If you run out of olive oil, there's no need to buy a new bottle. Graza makes it easy to be eco-friendly with their refill cans that are perfectly portioned for your sizzle and your drizzle, your sizzle and your drizzle squeeze bottles. You can also find their bottles and refill cans on the shelves at Whole Foods or at Target near you. Both squeezy duos and the refill cans seal in freshness and block out light to maximize flavor and quality. I will never use another olive oil. This top makes putting olive oil in a pan, I just can't stand. There were two ways. You had the big olive oil where you put your finger over it to drizzle it because you didn't want to just pour a big glop. And then you had the one where, you know, the terracotta ones where you get it like the thing and you hold it and then the olive oil will go, I'll do this much. And then you go, hold it, I'll do this much. And I'll tell you right now, knowing that I'd put both olive oils, that same olive oil on everything, now I know that this one goes on my food, this one goes in my pan. I'm so happy. Head to Graza.co and use code BURNING to get 10% off your first order to get cooking your next chef quality meal today. Are you looking for a boost in the bedroom? Hims is here to help with personalized ED treatment options, and it's all online. Hims has been a game changer for a long time, but they are changing men's healthcare by providing you with access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your own couch. Hims provides access to a range of doctor-trusted ED treatments like chewable hard mints and Viagra and Cialis, and their generics up to 95% cheaper. The process is 100% online, so there's no need for some uncomfortable doctor's appointment. You just answer a few series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, the medication ships directly to you for free. No insurance is needed. And one low price covers everything from treatment to ongoing care. With hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, Hims can help you find the ED option that works for you. Bro, Hims is perfectly named. This company, first of all, they've been a sponsor now, I want to say for like 10 years. And I've trusted them with my hair and I trust them with my junk, okay? Hims is doing everything right. And they have been for a long time. That's how you know they're a good company. They're still around. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/burning. That's hims.com/burning for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/burning. The products mentioned are chewable compounded products, which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescription requires an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Prices varied based on product and subscription plan.
You know what I did the other day for the first time? And maybe the first time ever. I skinned a rattlesnake. My dad killed a rattlesnake.
Oh, yes.
And I skinned a rattlesnake. I'm sitting here looking at his dress body. Yeah. But he had been in the back of my dad's truck for like a few hours. And this was like 2 months ago. So it was like still 90 degrees. And I've eaten rattlesnake, but I never like cooked it. And me and my dad both were like, should we fucking just throw it on there? And I was like, I don't know, because if it sat too long, like we could fucking die or something. Yeah. So I didn't do it. But I feel like that would be It's like snake. Yes. Eat, like if you killed a big cottonmouth, like if I knew it wouldn't kill me or make me sick, you would need a cottonmouth.
No. Rattlesnakes, you just got to cut the glands off behind the head. And then, I mean,
like I cut him like 4 inches behind the head.
Dude, if you get 4 or 5, and I mean, you can let them marinate overnight, and then we'll just throw them on the grill, man. I mean, you just pick it apart like frog legs, so good.
Damn right.
Dude, have you ever seen the video? There's something I love is redneck confidence. And it's a boy who grew up just outdoors enough to think he's got it all figured out. And then you get him into a situation where he's floating down a river, and he's like, this is my place. Yeah. You know the video?
Where he catches a cottonmouth?
And he tries to rip its head off, and it bites him.
Oh, yes.
Dumbass,
bro. Yeah. Imagine just like, you're from
Florida. Yeah, you're from Florida.
Florida.
I forget. Y'all don't have cottonmouths. Y'all have copperheads and rattlesnakes, right? But do y'all have cottonmouths and
water moccasins? Yeah.
Water moccasins, yeah.
You have water moccasins in Indiana?
Same thing.
Oh, yeah, Texas. We have rattlesnakes. They have timbers.
Do you ever go to those rattlesnake festivals?
The Roundup in Sweetwater, Texas, dude. You got to go to that.
I've heard about that, but I have no idea what it is.
It's a dude with a
top hat. Yes.
Top hat.
What the fuck's his name?
I know the guy. I fucking know the guy.
He's got like bite marks all over him.
He's got no thumbs. Yeah. No pinkies. No legs.
Yeah, he's like so immune to like the poison.
He's immune.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like he's lost his appendages.
He's been bit by a lot of rattlesnakes, and he is still fearless.
Can you?
He drives around in a hearse.
Yeah.
His daily driver is a fucking
Rachel,
hearse.
You know this guy. He was on our TV show, Go Big Show.
What is his fucking name?
And I was like, I remember being on mic. This is horrible. There was a guy. I won't say his name because he'll get in trouble. But there's a guy, and I'm on mic because I was a producer, so I had to drive the show, and I was like, God forbid something happened to me, get bit by a fucking rattlesnake right now. And I hear the producer go, mate, that would be the best thing that ever happened for our ratings. And I was like, oh, yeah, good call.
He just gets hit right in the forehead. Whack.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's like I grew up around snakes, so like my daughter Ada one time said something wild that I think we'll get. Is we were in Hawaii and we were taking a hike and we had a guide and he was just taking us into the things and she's like, aren't you worried about snakes?
There's no snakes, right?
There's no snakes in Hawaii.
That's nice. I heard.
And I said, there's no snakes here. And then she said, very casual, well, that's all you need to know about that guy. And I went, what do you mean? She goes, he's never had to look for a snake in his life.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine living? I never went into my backyard and didn't look where I'm
standing. Dude, for sure. 1,000%.
For sure.
1,000. Yeah. It's like, and I grew up in Florida where we had alligators.
Oh, you got it. Y'all have everything. What I texted you the other day and I was like, did you move to Florida? And you were like, no. And I was like, you just said that in your podcast. And he was like, dude, I don't fucking remember anything I say.
I don't remember anything I say. I've said such wild shit. It's like when you get in trouble for saying something.
You have
like,
to go back and watch it. Realize
what else I've said.
I didn't fucking say that.
I remember someone goes, I love the watch you have. And I was like, oh, thanks. And they're like, Will Smith gave that to you. I was like, no, he didn't. What? And they're like, you said on Rogan that Will Smith gave it to you. I was like, yeah, I also said the government created COVID. Like, what do you think? You think I'm paying attention to what I'm saying? Dude, I overshare. Like, I'm like... on stupid stuff. Like, I'm not a big shower guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like showering. It just takes a lot out of me. Mm. And...
What are you just like a bath guy?
You a bather?
No.
Stock pond?
I love that you're... Rib. What was that? I bathed like a European. I'll be taking my shit.
Every day, Bert's just in there just like, fuck yeah. I can see, like, smoking a joint just... Man, I'm so glad to be in the bear community, bro. Fuck yeah,
imagine. So, wait, are you a bath guy? When was the last time you took a bath?
Dude.
No, I want
to. Legit. I think whenever I get sick is like the only time
that's when I take
it. That's our salt and shit.
Yeah,
for sure.
But what's the last time you took a bath?
Just to bathe.
Just to clean yourself.
It's been
a long time.
20 years for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, since I was a little kid. And mama made that motherfucker for me too.
I taken quite a few baths.
Damn.
It's my anxiety. It cuts my anxiety in half. The hot water.
Cold shower, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, I polar plunge.
It every single day.
I polar plunge, I sauna, and I shower in pools.
You cold shower every day?
Every single day. Every day since I jumped, back in March, I jumped in a cold river and I got out, and the rest of my night, I was like, I felt like.
Wide awake.
Yeah, and just like, it was like I like had kind of an epiphany, and then literally,
Ever since then, I was like,
I'm going to take a cold shower today, and I have taken one every day. Right. And you know what sucks is, like, the colder that the ground gets, like, when it gets cold, like, the shower every morning, especially now, colder and colder. And the last few days here has been, it's sucked.
I got on those cold plunges at the end, or, like, throughout the tour, and that was
We do them on the road. We'll have to do one every day, dude.
On the road, dude, it's like...
A hangover? Yes.
Oh, it goes away. Immediately.
You get a workout in and then go jump in a fucking cold thing, bro.
Yeah, we got into a routine of that shit, and it was... You could definitely see the change.
Dude, sauna sucks a hangover out of you.
So how does that work? Because I feel like it dehydrates you worse.
Well, you got to drink water in it.
Yeah.
You got to drink water in it. It basically, a sauna... I love that we're at this place in podcasting where I'm just talking like a scientist.
Yeah.
And that there's a child right now, impressionable. Here's the deal with cocaine. If you just do a little bit, you're going to be fine.
Not going to die.
Yeah.
Buddy, if you can keep it to a key bump at a time, that's it. The second you start doing lines, that's when you fuck up. Anyway, the thing about... The thing about sauna is it's a cardiovascular workout without any of the impact on your body. It's your heart rate gets up. So that's, I think, what you need is like, dude, I drink every night, and I have to work out hard every day or I'm a fucking mess. Yeah. I'm a legit mess. And so that's the key is just a little bit of run the blood through the body a little bit, you know? That's my...
What do they say? Like saunas, like right before bed, is really good.
Really,
right before bed, really good. You don't pull your punch before bed; you'll be shaking all night. Yeah.
So you sauna right before bed, but you're not a big shower guy. So you just sauna.
He's like
just getting to bed with your wife.
Like sweaty as hell.
No, I cold plunge after.
Okay.
Or I get in the pool. I get in the pool. I'll turn the hot tub on, and I'll use Celsa Blue in the hot tub.
Get in front of the blower.
All right, this should.
Yes.
Something's burning. There we go.
Something's burning.
So we took, when we did Fully Loaded this year, we brought saunas and polar plunges on the road with us with a trainer and a whole weight set. And it was crazy to see comics go like, you can live like this? But I feel like that's how you guys live anyway on the road. You guys, I'm telling you right now, if you said to get into music... There's no question I'd start writing country music immediately. I feel like the community is so cool.
It is cool. Everybody's...
You should try. You'd probably be damn good at it, honestly. Yeah.
Well, I was waiting for you to ask.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I so badly want to... I've always wanted to write music and do like... Because I was in a band in college. You know I was in a band in college? Mm. Oh, let me tell you a story. Do you know the story?
You told me at your podcast.
Yeah. I was in a band in college, and there's a really good guitarist in our band. So good that we were like, well, we got to get rid of him or he's going to kick us out. And so we kicked him out, and he was like, I'm getting kicked out of your band. Our band's called Giving Out Spankins. And and he was like, I'm the best guy in the band. And we're like, well, no, you're the best guy not in the band. Good luck. And he created a band called Creed. Mark Tremonti.
It was Mark Tremonti, dude.
Yeah.
Think about how your life could have been, right? You know?
Wow.
Well, I tell you what, I'm no Scott Stapp. and I can tell you I'm no Scott Stapp because we did a show together, me and Scott, and we had the in-ear monitors, and I had to go up and do 5 minutes of stand-up before it to introduce us singing, and I could not speak with in-ear monitors in.
Oh, weird.
Oh, I was like, hello, hello.
Was it like in an arena?
Yeah, no, it was in theater. Yeah, but I couldn't do it. Hey, keep these cocktails coming, someone.
Oh, appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, and then can this go in now, Stace?
Let's go, yeah.
Remember Alter Bridge, too? He was like, that was their Creed's, like, after Creed, they parlayed into Alter Bridge, and they were fucking awesome.
Yeah, I met Mark Tremonti.
They were awesome?
The nicest guy in the world.
Who?
Yeah.
Tremonti.
Mark Tremonti? So can I tell you the crazy part of this? And please, if you ever run into him, you can bring this up. Now, as we all know, when you get famous, you have your own narrative and your own story. And someone's like, hey, do you know Bert Kreischer? And he's like, nah, never heard of the guy.
He said that?
Yeah. And I was like, hold on. It gets weirder. We were in the same fraternity. And I gave him his nickname. And that was the most famous guy in that fraternity. I was like, he definitely knows who I am. He's like, I've never heard of him. And I was like, hold on. I was like, and so I had to go, I go pull Scott Stapp aside, and I was like, Mark, I'm going to tell you this much. On the day I graduated college, the day I left college, we ran into each other at Publix over on fucking Ocala. The whole band and me, I was with my girlfriend. I had just been written up in Rolling Stone magazine as the number one party animal in the country. And I saw the band face to face. We both were at the bread aisle, right? And I was like, what's up? And they were like, what's up? It was like the fucking, the greasers, you know, and the socias.
And I was like, dude, yeah.
And I was like, what's up? And they're like, nothing. I go, what's up with you guys? And they're like, moving to Gainesville, maybe Atlanta. And I was like, I'm going to New York. And they're like, cool, good luck. And I was like, yeah, good luck to you guys. 6 months later, I'm in Will Smith's office, and he's like, this band Creed's killing it. And I was like, Creed? You mean out of Tallahassee? And he was like, do you know them? And I was like, what do you mean killing it? He goes, number one album in the country, number one everything. I was like, oh, interesting. God, he goes, they're from Tallahassee. Did you know them? I was like, I met them a couple times.
A couple times.
But yeah.
Sunday morning, banging my head. Dude. Yeah, that's good shit.
You be like spicy?
Sure.
Fuck yeah.
The, Scott Stapp, I just want to give him love, right?
Yeah.
Right now. Fucking legit rock star.
Yeah.
Legit rock star. Legit. He went to see my show at Zany's one time with his wife, I think now ex-wife, sitting front row. And I came out to hire, and I sang sang the whole song on stage. Top to bottom. Top to fucking bottom. Wow.
The longer it goes, the funnier it gets. Yeah.
So, you know, at one point, I'm going to ask you guys to play music.
Okay.
You know, at one point, I will ask that. I'm not going to ask it now. I'm just saying. Okay. This is going to be so fucking good.
What? Yeah, I was going to ask. What's on the...
So what this is eggplant. I cooked it a little bit with like almost like a parboil to get it ready to put in here. I'm sautéed it for a little bit to get it a little crispy. And then I put in tomatoes, olives, little basil, a little red wine vinegar. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take these lasagna noodles. We're going to cook them out, and then we're going to cut them. So it'll be like almost like a thicker, richer pasta, and then we have this bread. This bread. This bread. This bread. Are you guys? What do you guys? What do you guys watch on Instagram? Because I watch food.
Oh, boxing.
You really can box.
Yeah, dude. I'm so glad this got brought up because I was gonna make you talk about it. On tour, bro. Dude, that shit would be so fun.
We should. I'll do Mitch.
Yeah. No, yeah, fuck. Let's go beat up a homeless guy tonight.
You might get your ass.
Don't talk about it. I'm joking. I cannot fight, but I do have the confidence.
The dude that can sleep out in this, he's probably going to whoop your ass.
Anyone who can spend the night outside.
Yeah, dude, probably
that is a statement that everyone needs to understand.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, there's a weird thing. Our homeless situation in LA is wild. Yeah. But I always look at that and I go, man, I couldn't spend the night camping.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. So yeah. So when did you learn how to box?
I started around age 6. My dad was a fighter, so he started training me. I grew up watching him fight. So that's my earliest memories were watching him beat the shit out of dudes or get the shit beat out of him.
Yeah.
And
really?
Then beat the shit out of the dude after he got the shit beat out of him. And that was, you know, that was pretty much my first memories. And then I started competing around 6 or 7 and then fought through a good bit of my childhood. My brother kept fighting, and then we ended up fighting the Indiana Golden Gloves and all that stuff. And yeah, I still train a good bit when I can, and I ain't competing or anything like that anymore. But
this show is sponsored by Cornbread Hemp, your healthy happy hour, a natural, healthier way to experience a carefree moment. Cornbread's THC gummies offer a balanced sense of happiness and relaxation. America's first USDA organic THC edible, proudly grown in Kentucky. Oh, yeah. 1-to-1 THC to CBD ratio. Perfect for taking the edge off without making you feel anxious or paranoid like other cannabis edibles do. No synthetic ingredients, farm bill compliant, and legal for adults over 21. 1-by-1 is perfect, baby. That's basically, in my perspective, that's microdosing THC. And that is how you find the buzz you're comfortable with. 1-on-1, take it in the morning. Take the edge off your entire day. I tell you right now, 4 o'clock when the sun's setting, 1-to-1 THC to CBD, get in the hot tub and you are good, baby. If you're looking for a healthier way to enjoy a carefree moment, you have to give Cornbread Hemp a try. They've created the first ever USDA organic THC gummy that's 100% legal. As a special offer for Something's Burning listeners, you can get 30% off your first order. Just visit cornbreadhemp.com/burning and use promo code burning at checkout. Again, that's cornbreadhemp.com/burning and use code burning for 30% off your first order. Cheers to a healthier, happy hour.
I mean, the whole thing, none of this was supposed to happen. Like, my whole, I'm like living within an anomaly. Like, I wasn't really supposed to be an artist. Wasn't trying to be an artist. I just wanted to write songs, and I quit my job as a scientist to write songs for other people to sing.
Let's put a pin in this conversation. You were a scientist as well.
Yeah, I was a food scientist, actually, for quite a long time.
Is this a prank?
No.
This is, I mean, you realize this is like a Sacha Baron Cohen thing. I quit my job as a scientist. I was a professional pussy taster. Oh, yeah. What? How did you get that job? This is like fucking
PPT, dude.
What? Well, like, it's, I'm living within an anomaly. Like, so, like, the whole thing is kind of wrong. So it's, you know, I'm just kind of living in the wrongness of it, which makes it, you know, takes a little bit of the pressure off.
If you could give one bit of advice to any kid that's going to get into a fight tomorrow night, like, just go, like, is it...
Like at my show?
No. I always look for, like, a shortcut in life, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll start with you, Co, okay?
Pull counter.
So, like, you're a big guy. Mm-hmm. I would think your move would be push someone first, right?
No.
If
I know that we're about to get into a fight.
So when do you know you're about to get into a fight?
I don't know. I'm going to be the first one to hit you, though.
You won't be?
I will be, yeah.
That's the key, I think.
I'm not going to hit. If I get hit first, it's because I got sucker punch.
But, like,
I'm not going to get hit. I don't want to get hit first.
So wait. When did that become illegal? Like, there's a weird thing.
The 90s, like, maybe.
When I was a child, it was in the 90s. When I was a child, my dad was like, you throw the first punch.
Yes, absolutely.
Throw the first punch as a child, right? Because I grew up in kind of a redneck neighborhood where, like, it was bad. And, it was bad. It was bad. I look back and go, not a big deal. But and now raising children, I'd be like, no, I'm so glad they didn't grow up there. I remember watching a dude finger a girl in his front yard. Like, that's redneck. And so, wow. Daryl and Darren. Yeah.
Daryl and Darren?
Yeah, two brothers. And I remember he was finger a girl in his front yard. Jeez, and I was in first grade. I was like, what's up, guys? We're playing
Smear the Queer. First grade.
We're playing Smear the Queer.
Do you remember that game? Oh, yeah. Of course, dude.
And he was like, hey, man, I'm in the middle of something right now. And I was like, all right. And I sat down. And he's like, hey, could you leave? And I was like, yeah. I just walked away. I was like, he's being weird.
Smell like chicken of the sea in here. Well,
you're really close to this chick. What are you looking for? She lose her keys? What were we talking about?
Daryl and Darren.
What were we talking about? But the thing was, like, throw the first punch. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like, that's a crime. Yeah. And you're like, I thought that was the way we were brought up. Yeah.
Well, and also, like, don't go looking for a fight, but if it gets started, always finish it type shit.
Yeah.
You know, for me, or how I come up.
My dad taught me how to duck before he taught me how to punch. Yeah. So,
kind of like
time. And honestly, if you...
Don't even fucking ask me, because I don't have anything better than that, dude.
Well, I mean, honestly, if you can make somebody miss, it's so humiliating. Like, you can beat them without... You don't even have to hit them back. You can just sit there and make somebody miss repeatedly. And then, you know, you also have counters you can do.
Do you realize there's a part of me that goes, hey, will you throw a punch at me? And see if I could duck it. Because I always feel like I could. I ducked one punch. Ralph Dupree. Ralph Dupree threw a punch. And I've ducked two punches. One dude was a all-state wrestler. Like, all-state. Yeah. Donovan was his name. This is a real dude. He's still alive. He's got kids. Dude. Black dude. Drove a Trans Am, and he'd shake his car before a fight.
You see him shaking a car, you just go up here and punch him in the nose. Like, fuck it. It's coming. I might as well.
It was a rough fight. Black dude at night, at a disadvantage, off the bite. Look, we're just talking honestly. I'm a white guy. I look like I'm fucking highlighted in the night. And he is lighting me up. And I ducked a punch and I broke my nose on my knee. I went, oh shit. Oh, and he was like, I thought, are we both beating your ass?
Yeah, you gotta learn how to duck.
Yeah.
Because there's a way to load your counter with your duck.
Show me a duck.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love. Listen, someone's gonna try to punch me after that joke.
Well, depends on like if you're just ducking right here.
I already got scared! He just stands like a man. I was like, where do I put my feet? Like, we're dancing.
Well, like, if you were to throw, like, a right, you know, if I was a slip on that. See, I'm loaded up on this leg right here. So, like, what you did is you put your leg up at the same time.
Okay, throw a right.
If I was to duck, you know, if you were to throw, like, a right hook or something, come up around, boom. Oh, left.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
But
so funny. I thought it was coming from this way.
That's what
anyone else thinks.
That's what you think, because most people are expecting this.
Yeah.
This is worse if you're a trained boxer.
Okay.
But what's easiest to do is if you throw that right again, is a pull counter. Because your momentum's coming.
It was so close to my lips. That was so close to my lips.
So, like, I'm out of dodge here. Yeah. So, if I see that coming, throw it.
So, number one thing is footwork in a fight.
Yeah. So, I'm going to push off this front leg when you come out. Come up off the back leg, right to the chin. These two knuckles right here. Oh, not these two.
Okay. I don't get to when you
I go with when you turn that punch over, you want to hit them with these.
You turn it over?
Yeah. You, like, pour the water out. That's how we do.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I ask very casually, like, how did y'all figure out this tour? So it's a very, like, honestly, you're each a part of my personality. You know, you're really who I am. I mean, really, honestly, you are who I am. Yeah, you're softer than everyone. Like, you're just a really sensitive guy, and I think you're a fun guy, a lovely wife, accurate. Great party fucking vibe. Co's obviously who I want to be, you know?
Dude.
Like,
dude, that's me. 100%,
yeah,
dude.
It's, honestly, it's like...
Oh, you don't want no part of this, do you? I promise.
No, man, I love... Can I tell you the thing I identify with you most is I feel like you lose your voice a lot.
Yeah, I do. I do that.
I lose my voice a lot. And then this is who I think I go...
As final boss, dude. Final, what do you call it? Evolution or whatever, dude.
But how did this tour come about?
Dude, it was very, I mean, honestly, I if I'm being completely honest, I feel bad, but I think maybe we shared a couple texts and was just like, let's do this. But, you know, it's very industrialized. My people reach out to people and that's how it really comes together. But as long as we're all kind of like, fuck yeah, I'm in and this and that. I mean, that really is, but... We just, I don't know if y'all met before tonight.
No, we didn't.
Are you serious?
We never met before, no.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys familiar with each other's work?
Yeah, no, yeah, very much. Yeah. We're actually playing some shows together.
He's coming to Texas and doing some shows. So your last show in Europe was my first show in Europe.
Oh,
and so I guess we had like the same promoter or whatever. They're like, yeah, Stephen Wilson, I think he's leaving. And I'm like, fuck. And so just met you up there. But, yeah, man, I've been a fan for a while.
If you could sing, go down the line, top to bottom, if you could sing, you got one artist, you got to play their catalog on stage. I think I might ask you this question already. One artist, you got to play their catalog on stage, just their catalog. And that's your show for the one night. And your parents are there, your friends and family are there, the girls you fucked in high school are there. Who do you play? And I'll start. I would do Dave Attell's Skanks for the Memories. I would do that album, top to bottom. It's the best album that's ever written. If you don't know who Dave Attell is.
I do. Late Nights with Dave Attell or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it?
Insomniac.
Like that.
Insomniac.
Yeah.
Insomniac.
That's my favorite artist I've ever.
You mean like that we could recite or like.
No. You get, like, if they go, you can plug into the Matrix and go, just so you know, you can play the whole Dark Side of the Moon. You can do all of. Every Leonard Skinner song, all of Hank Williams, all of David Allan Coe, all of 38 Special, all of, what would be the one band where you go, plug me into that guy for the night and let me jam out as him, but feel the thing.
Willie Nelson.
Damn, that's Willie. That's a good.
I have to go Willie, man.
I was not expecting that from you, honestly.
That would be, Willie. If I could like quantum leap and like just jump into a body, I'd want to be Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he 98 now?
He's, I don't know.
No,
exactly.
91. He just turned 9.
I know it's.
I think
it
might be 91
now,
yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, he plays a gut string, and like, I don't know, I would want to feel what his hands were doing Like that's what I would I would want to do. I'd want to hijack him.
That's wild. Yeah, Willie Nelson.
He'd be high too.
Stone is hard.
I'd be high Steven. Hijack.
I don't know.
That's a good question. That's a damn
question. I was gonna say Bleach.
I was gonna say Bleach.
Yeah. Nirvana.
Because some of those albums were just undeniable.
From top to bottom.
By the way, I gotta be honest with you. I might go like Steel Pulse, like a reggae band. Because some of those reggae bands you play, and from beginning to end, you're like, this is just bangers. Yeah. Every song's a little different.
Yeah. STP is mine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
God, man.
Scott was so sick. He was so fun to watch in that era. Yeah. He was just doing all this fucking...
The
heroin out.
Just
the contortions.
Yes, dude.
I did heroin one
stand.
Time. Not heroin.
Did you really?
Well, no, hold on. Let me start that over, everyone.
Lucky.
Hold on. I did pharmaceutical heroin.
Okay.
One time.
They have that?
Yeah, it's called Dilaudid.
Oh, yeah.
Dilaudid. Oh, you guys don't roll your eyes at them? They're like, we all did that.
No, I've never done that. I know what it is. Yeah.
And so I did Dilaudid one time, and I was like, and I told him, I said, listen, I'm an addictive kind of motherfucker. Don't put me on Dilaudid, so I will get hooked. No. She's like, hon, and I kind of did, honestly, because I got hooked on Oxys a little bit because I fell off a waterfall. And she's like, honey, we need to move you. I was in North Carolina. Just a titch. Just enough where you go. I was telling someone earlier, this addiction is this. It's not like I need it. Addiction is... ugh, I don't want to read a book to my kids, but an Oxy would make that so much better.
Yeah, it'd be so much better.
That's addiction. And so, by the way, only people that'll be... old, yeah, I don't want to go to dinner with my wife's friends, but an Oxy.
Oxy would... I'll be the fucking...
And then you go, I'll time it out. I'll take it 30 minutes before dinner starts. I enjoy dinner. By the end, I want to go to sleep.
My time will come down. I'm in bed.
Oh. Yeah. So she put me on... She goes, honey, I got to move you to x-ray your back. You might have broken your back. And so I was like, she goes, I need to put you on Dilaudid to make sure I can move you. So I said, well, if you're going to put me on Dilaudid, I wish I had this. I wonder if I still have this. So if you're going to put me on Dilaudid, I'm going to write a song. It's heroin. And I don't have it, but the song sounded a lot like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, this is good. Oh, wow, my face is hot. My face is so warm. Oh my God, this is so awesome. Yeah, that was it. So I don't know how people wrote songs on.
Yeah.
I think like... this has got to be cooked, right, Stace? Yeah. You think? Okay. We're going to put this over here.
Wow.
Yeah. So do you guys cook at all?
I do.
Oh, yeah. I love cooking.
I love to cook.
Get the speaker blaring, just get in the kitchen, man, just zone out.
Yep.
That's there we go. Yep.
Yeah, maybe I should train these.
Save that for me, Clark.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Maybe I should drain these. Is there a colander in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a colander right here. I'll just use a colander, guys. Good call. I'm hammered. Can you tell?
I love it. I'm teetering on the edge. I'm close.
Let's kill it.
I'm coming to the edge.
You guys want to kill these?
Let's go, King Curtis.
Hell yeah.
One more. Can we get another round, please?
I'm coming to the edge.
Can't run them high heel.
Oh, it's cool. A little bit of water on
my
shirt.
She wants to act like she's a queen. Oh, yeah. We're all the sorry people.
We're all the sorry people. Damn. Bacon is good for me.
Now, hold on now. Bacon. Wow, that's a deep cut.
Somebody needs to do a Where Is He Now on that.
I know where he is.
Who?
You can find it. There's a kid that was on Not Wife Swap.
Yeah, it was Wife Swap. I'm so sorry.
King Curtis.
Go piss.
He's like this little kid, like Carolina boy, something, Georgia something, little redneck kid. And, you remember Wife Swap, like back in the day?
Of course I remember Wife Swap. So I love those videos.
His redneck family.
It was a TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one too.
His like little redneck family got a new wife and they, she was progressive and like only healthy food and this and that. And he was this little chubby little redneck kid. And anyway, he like threw a fit and was just like, she was throwing away his bacon and shit. And he was like, hey, now hold on now. I got to tell you, bacon's good for me. And it's like a YouTube thing or whatever. Yeah. Man, that looks amazing.
How good does that look?
That looks
You want to get a camera shot of this?
You revealed it and we're ready for that.
No, I'm sorry. I got so excited.
Dawn of the bread.
That looks so
it's like a blooming onion.
Dawn of the bread.
It's good.
I would love to get inside your brain for a second.
Oh, I like puns. It's
ridiculous. Oh, do you really?
Yeah, it's
sweet. What was the dad joke I wrote today? I wrote, love writing dad jokes. I got like a little bit of a play on words. I think it's so cute. I think it's so fun. How great does that fucking bread look? The one guy joke I wrote, what did Mr. T say after he threw 50 Cent in the pool?
I fitty the pool.
That's good.
That's good.
Right? Guys, the bread. Try that. And by the way, I'm keto, but I'm going in on this.
So I've been on that carnivore type shit.
The fuck?
Are you carnivore?
Yeah, I've been on.
I was carnivore until right this fucking second.
Yeah.
Me too.
For one day.
Yeah. Well, I was on it. I got off during November. I started back in December, and I was like, fuck it, you know. We're back on. That is fire.
Man.
Good God,
bread.
Dude.
That bread is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you make it, too. I'm going to light that up at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Bread durst.
Bread durst. Crazy.
Bread durst.
Dude, bread is so good. Can you imagine being the dude that introduced your bread village to bread?
Dude.
You imagine being like, so.
Listen.
You guys
it's going to sound crazy, but I found a way.
Just remember how, shit. Remember how mm-hmm. we like grain?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I figured out a better way to do it.
Mm. I think bread was like, it's like one of the oldest.
And they hit that shit in Game of Thrones too, you know?
Here, I have salt in case you want salt. I'm a salt guy, so I put salt on everything.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I like salt.
Oh, easy. What are you, my cardiologist?
Dude, that was it.
You assaulted that.
That was good. That was a lot of salt.
Yeah.
I dig it.
I'm on blood pressure medicine.
So am I, dude. What are you on? Beta blocker? Propranolol?
Bread blockers are the best.
What are you on?
Me and my doctor.
Amlodipine and Losartan.
Okay. You on two?
Yeah. I like to party.
Yeah.
I get down. I'm on a fucking statin too.
Yeah. You're on a statin and a...
Buddy, I'm on testosterone. Shut the fuck up. I'm about 300 pounds. I'm about 300 pounds tomorrow. 285 three times. Come on, Co. What do you bench in these days?
Me?
Yeah.
Dude, I've never been a bench guy. I think I could maybe
are
throw
you a
up.
Squat guy?
Yeah, squat guy.
Fuck off. Yeah. Squat guys are such a bullshit fucking thing.
I think...
Because it's real strength. It's like a boxer versus a guy who goes, oh, I'm a street fighter.
Yeah, I'm free, and whoop your ass. You know,
dude, like, you, what do you?
But like, bench, maybe max, one time, maybe 255, 260.
That's a lie.
I swear to God. But dude, I got long-ass arms, bro. But squat, I can throw up. I think in college, whenever I was playing ball, I was like 540.
Jeez.
You know, 550. Dude.
Can't hide.
I can throw up that shit. I got a big ass too.
The thing of big asses are the thing.
I ain't got a big
He's
ass.
He's in the fives, dude. Yeah. I want to speak in the fives.
I don't know.
Boxers ain't
ass.
Got a big ass. They ain't born with big asses.
No, my wife should be able legs. To squat 450. Is she here? You guys realize I still have to have you play music one time.
Okay.
Just one song at least. Maybe three.
One note.
Maybe three.
Maybe three.
So I'm going to kill this drink. We'll pour another drink. Grab some guitars.
Okay.
Is that sound okay? Sure. What, don't you sure me? Come on.
I'm fucking in, bro.
All right.
Yeah, let's
That's
go.
All I need to hear.
Ready?
Let's go.
Let's see how bad we suck, or I suck, I should say.
No. Hang on. Wait till my wife gets over here. I want you to watch this. Just come over. Just get over here. Yeah. Okay.
Hi. I just got nervous.
Okay. All right, let's go.
She's 54, don't worry.
Oh, it on to me like granddaddy's rifle.
Raise me up like sweet corn grated at a time. I fought it like hell, hell, he became a rival. I tried to be different, tried to go against the grain. Didn't make no difference, I just ended up the same. I've never known better, yeah. Sammy Bones, tether. Do you wanna change my name? Gotta drain my blood. God damn, I am my father's son. Town just to get out of a shadow. He'd slip me a 20 just to get back on the saddle. I put up a good fight, but I didn't win the battle. I guess the tree don't grow very far from the apple. Never knew. I don't mind any longer. I've never known better.
I'm crying.
Y'all, dude. The fuck am I supposed to do now?
Shit.
I'm gonna take the high road and get the fuck out of here. Yeah?
Jesus fuck? Christ.
Look, man, I gotta call my dad real quick.
Jesus.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, fuck off. That's stupid that you can do that. That's amazing.
I threw him under the bus on that one, man.
No, that was. I need another drink. Did you? Hang on. Only to my wife. Did you watch when I got emotional and I'd start drinking to make the tears go away? It was fucking.
Oh man.
That was a great song. Let's take a second.
That should have been last. We should have.
I know. But you guys have such a talent to communicate to how. It's the thing about music is, I'd say country music right now really has that vibe of getting to what the thing is that is your thing, yeah. You know, like the thing that your id or your ego. It's like whereas like. Remember when Nirvana came out and it got to your angst and you're like, yeah, fuck my parents. Mm-hmm, yeah. And then all of a sudden I'm like 52 going, oh, you're gonna drain my blood. The junior shit fucked me up. Yeah. Is that Rogue?
Yeah.
God damn it, I haven't had that one forever.
Spearmint.
All right, so what should we play next? Yeah. Co, you want to play something?
Come on,
Co.
Yeah.
I'll play. Well, I'll play like a cover tune, like an old, just like I said, old sappy motherfucker.
Whatever you want to play, man. Dealer's choice. I get to start those tomorrow.
Elevator, operator, look at me and smile with a smile. You know my face could easily deceive why it's so long. And he said, well, are you going to the penthouse? Or the condo that lies just beyond the chapel door. And he just smiled and softly told, no, I'm headed to the bottom. 'Cause I'm going on way down to the bottom. So turn the music up real high and let the sweetest bit of dictating liquor flow. There's no need to worry about tomorrow if you're not here. So I'm going all way down to the bottom. Rainy streets with memories, find a place inside to pass the time. Pictures of my family and a dream. Just remind them all. I'm fucked up and I fucked this all. Gotta be good. But here we go. We'll go to the bottom.
I'm still crying.
'Cause I'm going on the way down to the bottom. So turn the music up real high. Let the sweetest bit of dictating liquor flow. There's no need to worry about tomorrow if you're not here. 'Cause I'm going all the way down to the bottom. I'm going all the way down to the bottom. So turn the music up real high and let the sweetest bit of dancing let it flow. No need to worry about tomorrow if you're not here. 'Cause I'm going all the way down. Yeah, I'm going all the way down. Yeah, I'm going all way down to the bottom.
All right, I just realized this. Yes, sir. Thank God I've never seen a woman play guitar in front of me. I would definitely fuck him right now.
Right.
Like, as I'm watching your fingers, I was like, well, there's a manliness about you that I identify with, and I'm watching you, and I'm going, like, this is so badass. You're not supposed to be that guy. Like, he isn't. He isn't. You're not supposed to be able to play guitar. You were supposed to get CTE.
We're living an anomaly.
Right? Hey, am I right?
Yes.
Am I right? You were not supposed to be this guy. Neither were you.
You were supposed to get CTE.
Man.
Yeah, you were supposed to be the meathead at the bar going, like,
get your husband. Get your husband right now.
But no, but like I'm watching you play guitar and it's like so fucking mesmerizing.
Thank you.
Man. I go, man, if there was like a, if there, country music, get like a blonde chick, big tits, that just can really play guitar. Oh.
No, I was going to say Dolly
Parton.
Gilbert Arenas.
See, I bet she'd succeed. Maybe open up a theme park. Anyway. All right. Let's close strong. A three-person song. Highwayman style, something fun, Eagles.
Oh God!
What's the song we all know? David Allen Coe, Hank Williams, Eagles.
We take down 1979.
What's that?
The Smashing Pumpkins. That was a
I like Butterfly. Oh,
I do Smashing Pumpkins.
Have we done a Creed song? Have we done a?
Oh, we do.
Higher. Wait, higher is super easy. It's like GCE, right?
Hello, I want to along the world. Time.
Oh, fuck. Why do I not know the words of this right now?
No, hang on. Sorry. Get me into it. Ready.
Okay.
Hello, I. You wonder why I got fired.
Come on.
Just to appreciate those times and those dreams.
I'm going to escape.
Those times and those years. Here we go. So let's go there.
Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there.
Let's ask him again.
Can you take me?
Here we go. Walking down the street looking for a Circle K. Want a 32-ounce drink to drink today. Maybe I'll get hot Cheetos and get diarrhea. That's okay. I do it every day. I sit on that toilet. And sometimes I spray. Can you take me higher? To a place where blind men seek. Can you take me higher? Place with golden trees. Let's go there.
guitar. I'm still air guitar.
Set up high, I feel like I'm alive for the very first time. Set up high, I wonder why these things are so alive.
Can you dream me?
Sure, if that's you guys cool with that? All right, cool. Hey guys, and
cut
scene. Great job. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much. We do great. Cheers. So we have
thank you, Bert.
Thank you. This cheers, was boys. A fucking cheers. Dream come true. Hardy, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Something's burning.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.